All right, councilors, we'll begin our agenda session. Councilor Anderson, could you please begin by reading the agenda item under your committee name?
Thank you, President Hobbs. Resolution 564, authorizing the city to enter into an updated agreement with the Minnesota Department of Revenue to administer the City of Duluth's general sales and use tax. And I do have a question on this, please. I see Ms. Pearson is here. I read in the resolution says that we start collecting the funds on October 1st. When do they start actually showing up in the, and when will we have access to them for our city budget?
President Hobbs, Councilor Anderson, I would ask Jennifer Carlson, the budget manager for the city, to come up. She's probably able to fill in that level of detail.
Councilors, thanks for the question. Councilor Anderson, the state will begin collecting that tax in October. Typically, they are about 3 months behind in reporting to us. So that will hit the 2019 actual amounts. However, anything not collected by February 15th will go on to 2020. And therefore, we're probably looking at November and December will roll on to 2020.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilor Anderson, seeing no other councilors in the queue, we'll move on to Councilor Forsman. If you could read your... Osley.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Resolution 576, confirming the appointment of Sean Cruget as fire chief for the City of Duluth. And I see we have the applicant in front of us, and I would certainly invite Mr. Cruget to come up and say a few words if he is interested in doing so.
Thank you, President Hobbs, councilors. I just want to say how excited I am to have the opportunity to be the next fire chief of Duluth. I'm really proud that Mayor Larson and city administration felt confident to recommend me to you for approval. If you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to ask them now. I think I've worked with most of you in the past on some issue, specific issue, or sometimes general fire department stuff, and I look forward to having the opportunity to that in the future. So if you have anything, please feel free to ask or contact me at a later time.
Thank you. Seeing no counselors in the queue, we'll move on to Councilor Russ. If you could read the two resolutions under your committee.
Resolution 567 is a resolution authorizing an agreement with the Housing and Redevelopment Authority of Duluth to bear the cost of a senior housing developer position, coordinate housing development services, and accept reimbursement from the HRA for 50% of the city's payroll and benefits expenses for the position. Resolution 569 is a resolution granting an interim use permit for a vacation dwelling unit at 5801 Grand Avenue. That is for with Titania and Ryan Templer.
Thank you, Councilor Russ. Councilor Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Not a question, but since 567 will likely remain on consent agenda, just want to call other councilors' attention to this. This is a really, really important, exciting development. Jointly funded position. It's going to really help the HRA and the city coordinate our efforts in the housing area. We had extensive discussion of this at the HRA board as it developed, and so I'd be happy to answer any questions. I'm sure that Mr. Shuckman or Mr. Fulton could answer questions as well, including questions that I couldn't answer. And also thank city staff for working so closely with the HRA to make this happen.
Councilor Anderson.
Another timeline question. Thank you, President Hobbs. And I'm just curious when we would expect to have this person on the ground and working in the city.
President Hobbs, Councilor Anderson, that employee has been hired and started in that position effective, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And so he's now doing those duties and has gotten rolling.
Great. Thank you.
Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And since the individual is someone that many of us know and have worked with, could I ask Mr. Shuckman to share with us who it is?
President Hobbs, Councilor Cypress, thank you for that. I should have just said his name. Jason Hale, who has long been an economic development staff member, is the new housing developer for the city and for the HRA. We have had, as Councillor Cypress referenced, a great experience working with Jason, and are very happy that he was interested and took the position. So,
thank you, Councillor Cypress. Seeing no other councillors in the queue for that, we'll move on to committee under my name. Resolution 528, authorizing entering into a memorandum of understanding with the Greater Downtown Council, setting forth the established level of services for the Downtown Waterfront Special Service District. Seeing no councillors in the queue, we'll move on to Councillor Filipovich.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Resolution 561, authorizing an agreement between the City of Duluth and the Minnesota Department of Transportation for gas main relocation in Lower Michigan Street near Interstate Highway 35 within the city limits under State Project 6982-322 at an estimated cost of $584,440. Resolution 568, awarding a contract to Michaels Corporation for the 2019 Park Point Sanitary Sewer CIPP Lining Project Phase 2 in the amount of $610,820.60. Resolution 571, awarding a contract to JMF Construction Incorporated for the 2019-2020 Citywide Manhole Adjustment Project in the amount of $101,077.92. Resolution 573 is authorizing acceptance of a quit claim deed from the State of Minnesota Department of Transportation for real property for highway purposes at no cost to the city. Resolution 575, authorizing an agreement with St. Mary's Duluth Clinic Health System, DBA Essentia Health East, for the construction of roads and utilities in connection with the Regional Exchange District project in the amount not to exceed $5,262,000. And Resolution 579, authorizing a temporary license agreement with Minnesota Power for the installation and maintenance of a steam line at no cost to the city.
Thank you, Councillor Filipovich. Councillor Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And I want to thank Mr. Shuckman for sending the information. This was with regard to 575, I should say. And thank Mr. Shuckman for sending of the information from the Phase 1 summary regarding the specific work that's going to be done in Phase 1 of this agreement. Just for purposes so that all councillors have that information and so it's also available to the public, I didn't see those details either in the resolution or the statement of purpose or in the agreement itself. Is there any way we could have that summary information attached to the agenda so that it's available both to councillors and to the public?
President Hobbs, Councillor Cypress, happy to do that.
Great, thank you very much.
Councillor Cypress. Councillor Forsman.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Question for Mr. Shuckman. Just wondering if you could help maybe do a quick summary of how the state's money comes into our possession to reimburse SMDC and how that all works, just so that we all have a better understanding.
President Hobbs, Councillor Forsman, we met last week with Deed to talk through some of the mechanics of that. That some of that is still being sorted out as there are a variety of applications and documentation that the city needs to do. I suspect you're not looking for that level of detail. But there are seven specific projects that are called out in the legislation, and so we will be working with Deed to sort out the timing of when that funding is available, how to move that through to us, or in this case, through a development agreement to Essentia to do work associated with those projects. And so each one of them will be a little bit different, but we're in the process now of laying out all of the specifics to get done and to do them the right order at the right time. And as you can imagine, that's taking a great deal of staff time and Clerk Helmer and Attorney Johnson and Deputy Director Fulton and I were all in a meeting today for at least an hour on that topic. And I suspect we'll continue to do so to make sure that those things are done in a way that works for both hospitals, but also for the city and for Deed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Forsman. Councillor Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And one other question. The work to be done under this agreement, is this fully funded by the state money we're receiving, or is any of the local match money being applied to the work that will be done under this specific agreement.
President Hobbs, Councilor Cyprys, this agreement is specific to the state money, unless I'm missing something. It is, this is the first of what will likely be at least seven or eight of these agreements that allow for, in this case, Ascension to do work within the right-of-way and keep us from having to, keep the city from having to do work that connects to the work that the hospital is doing. It will allow it for it to look consistent and not be a jigsaw puzzle that we're piecing together. It will also be more efficient and allow for just easier work with the hospital on these projects.
So, thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Cyprys. Seeing no other councillors in the queue, Councillor Anderson, could you read in for Councillor Westerlund? Councillor Filipovic, could you? Oh, never mind. Here, you hit your button. There you go.
Thank you, President Hobbs. On behalf of Councillor Westerlund, Resolution 562, authorizing application to the United States Department of Homeland Security for a hazard mitigation grant up to $3 million for the restoration of sections of Canal Park and the Lake Walk. Resolution 574, authorizing a three-year lease agreement with Independent School District number 709 for the use of space in the Washington Center for its Head Start and Early Childhood Family Education programs.
Councillor Filipovic. Seeing no councillors in the queue, we will move on to that brings us to the end of our consent. Councillor Russ, could you please read in Ordinance 40?
Ordinance 40 is an ordinance granting a concurrent use permit for a groundwater monitoring well in the platted street right-of-way of Grand Avenue.
Thank you, Councillor Russ. Seeing no councillors in the queue, we will read the next ordinance under my committee, Ordinance 41. Amending Section 1 of Ordinance 10296 to extend the repeal date of December 31st, 2024 for Article 7 of Chapter 45 of the City Code entitled Street Lighting System Utility. Councilor Cyprys.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Question for you. Back in, I guess it was 2014, when the council adopted the ordinance to phase out the streetlight fee as of 2020. At the same time, the council adopted a resolution of intent endorsing a phase-out plan, a step-down phase-out plan that was later modified through a resolution of the council. I appreciate your sharing with me, and I believe with some other councilors, the phase-out plan through which you would intend to step down the streetlight fee, if in fact the council votes to delay its sunset. Do you have any plans to ask for the council to endorse your phase out timeline via resolution? And if not, will you be in any way sharing with the council and the public as a whole your proposed plan for the delayed phase out of the streetlight fee?
Thank you, Councillor Cyprys. So I have, we'll do a resolution to support the modified phase-out plan. And then after, since this would be an ordinance, it is timely given the fact that we'd have two meetings before we'd have to be taking action. So my intent would be next meeting to bring that forward.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Councillor Anderson.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And this might be more appropriate for the time when when you introduce that resolution, but the question is basically is that if we did not delay the sunset of this, what would be the effect on our tax levy for 2020?
Ms. Carlson is here, who would be able to answer that with a specific certainty.
Thank you, councillors. Councillor Anderson, if we did not phase out the streetlight fee and put the remaining $890,000 on the tax levy, it would be approximately a 2.86% increase in the tax levy.
Great. Thank you.
Do you have any further questions, Councillor Anderson?
No, thank you.
Councillor Filipovic.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Ms. Carlson, one, thank you for confirming my own notes and what that effect would be, 2.86%. I do have a couple questions on, or at least one question on this, since it was just added to our agenda this morning. President Hobbs, how involved was administration on crafting both this ordinance and the your phase out plan that will be forthcoming, assuming what you just said?
Yeah, I've worked with finance into getting the numbers to extend that out in what I believe to be a more manageable solution.
Right. So how involved with was administration with this process, with your process?
I believe in the same amount that any counselor approaches and asks for information. Is that your question?
Okay. Thank you.
Seeing no other counselors in the queue, we'll go on to ordinances to be read for a second time. Counselor Russ, could you please read in both ordinances under your committee?
Ordinance 29 is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify properties at Lester Park Golf Course from rural residential and residential traditional to mixed-use neighborhood and park and open space. Ordinance 30 is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify properties at Inger Park Golf Course adjacent to West Skyline Boulevard from residential traditional to residential urban.
Thank you, Councilor Russ. Seeing no other counselors in the queue, we'll go on to the committee under my name. Ordinance 37, an ordinance reestablishing the downtown waterfront special service district with expanded boundaries. Seeing no counselors in the queue, are there any council questions, comments, or preview of upcoming business? All right, seeing none, we're done.